What are you pointing at me for? Huh? What? Welcome to the Absolute Peach! Keep listening for more fun stuff, funny jokes, news watch, emails from the listeners.
I have to wonder what would happen if you were left to your own devices.
It'd be brilliant. And not brilliant. At the same time.
Absolute Peach.
All right.
Ben and Joe.
Got a bit of a cough today, have you? Sniffles as usual.
How do they decide how much things should cost in a charity shop?
Just look at it.
If I went in there with like a diamond ring, it's worth, say, a cool £225.
Yeah. Lizzie Duke special.
Non-diamond.
He said a single diamond surrounded by a cluster of cubic zirconia.
And by a single diamond, we mean a shard of purest glass.
Cut glass. Mm.
Yeah.
Your finest cut glass.
And by glass, I mean purest plastic with bubbles in it.
Yeah. Mm. Sounds nice.
How would they decide how much to sell that for?
Well, they probably wouldn't, would they? If you took that into a charity shop, they'd just say, get stuffed, get out.
Why would they say that?
It's wasting our time.
What? No,
who the hell do you think you are?
They take everything in charity shops.
No.
You can take anything into a charity shop.
Yeah, but most of it they probably dump, don't they?
What do you mean? Of course they don't.
Yeah, because people probably just give tatty crap, don't they?
Well, I'm giving them a diamond / plastic ring.
Yeah, exactly. If it's a diamond ring, they'll take it. Yeah. Probably flog it on eBay.
It's one of those rings which it's a candy ring.
Yeah.
That you suck.
Cush pop.
One of those one of those big like dummies, like babies. Yeah. It's not a ring, it's a baby's dummy. Yeah. With a ring on the end.
You can get ring ones.
The red ones.
Yeah.
And it's sucked almost down to the plastic. And sometimes that plastic can be quite sharp.
You're sucking it as you go into the shop.
What I do is I go in and I go, do you want it?
But she might want it, like if there's a woman there, because usually they're quite old, so she might not have any teeth.
Mm.
So she might want something to suck on, little lollipop or whatever. If you got a push pop or a dummy or a ring pop, I think that's what they're called, aren't they? Ring pops. Then she might want it. Probably not if you've sucked it, but then she might like the cut of your jib. And therefore might say, all right, I'll take it. Or as you hold it out, she just puts her mouth on it.
And that's the silent exchange.
Yeah.
And then while she's got it in her
and
mouth.
And she looks directly
and I
into
say,
her eyes.
How much for this? Nod once for nod once for each pound.
Yeah.
And she nods, say, 17 times.
Yeah.
And I'm like, decent.
All the while, not breaking eye contact. So that's how you fry stuff up in a charity shop. Quite easy, really.
Makes no sense at all.
I don't know what happens if you take a plate in or whatever, or some clothes.
Have you ever taken anything into a charity shop?
I've taken other people's stuff in.
Why? What?
Like help friends out and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Can you help take this down? Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Done that.
And then next time they see you, you're wearing everything.
Yeah, of course. I buy everything they own for less
don't
than
buy
a tenner.
It. You just wear it.
No.
Why would you buy it? Why
buy
would you
it
take it in, buy it back? Why wouldn't you just keep it?
Because I'd say, oh, let's have that. And they'd be like, no, give it to charity.
Right.
Good cause.
Yeah.
It's like, all right then. As soon as it gets in there, I'd be like, I'll have that box off you for a tenner. Don't look in it. I'll have whatever's in there.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. How do they decide that's worth 10 quid? It's the same thing as when you go to the tip, right? The dump.
Yeah.
And you could take in like the most priceless stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't.
Yeah, that's it. Why
but,
would you? Yeah.
No, because people do. People dump stuff. You know, they have these TV shows where people are about to chuck stuff out and it turns out to be worth like loads of money.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
I would be stuck in a drawer forever and they have a clear out this thing. Yeah. Oh, come on. No one wants this old tat. Do they take it down the dump?
Yeah.
You go down the dump and the guys that work there are like waltzing around like
they're
lords.
They're all millionaires.
Because
yeah.
they are like the masters of all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And I used to think that you could just go into a dump and if you saw something you wanted, could have it.
Yeah.
Because it's someone else threw it away.
Yeah, that's what I
but
thought.
As soon as it enters into the domain of the dump man.
Yeah.
Suddenly he puts his mark up on it, right?
Yeah, finders keepers.
Not only
it?
That, but there's no fixed rate.
No.
He puts his own, he just chooses whatever it feels like on at the time.
Yeah, but you can haggle. Go in, say there's a, like a table or whatever.
Yeah.
£5. But be like, come on, mate. It's only worth 3.5.
But who says that's... Who says 3.5?
3.5 quid.
Who talks like that, though?
Well, anyone.
Come on, mate. It's only worth 3.5.
You're not going to say 3.50.
Have you ever said 3.5 instead of 3.50?
Probably, yeah.
£3.5.
Well, I don't know. I don't really haggle much at the dump, to be honest.
Excuse me. How much is that can of Coke? Oh, that's half. Half what?
Yeah, but that doesn't make any sense. Pound.
No, whereas 3.5 makes total sense.
Yeah, because you know what you're on about. If you just said half,
no
half
one knows.
What?
No one knows what you're on about.
3.5. Oh, what instead of? Oh, right, yeah, 3.5 quid. Yeah, 3.50.
The first time I
deal
took something home from the dump. First of many times I've taken things home from the dump.
What purchased?
I did think they were free.
Mm.
What, so I was like, oh, this golf. It was like it was like 10 golf clubs.
Yeah, we got
in
some
an
golf
old
clubs,
bag.
Didn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I thought they were free.
Yeah.
And the guy goes, oh, it's like, let's call it a fiver.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
You have to pay.
Yeah.
But I could have literally, like, the thing is, right?
But who do you think pays their wages? Like, they got to get paid somehow, haven't they?
The council.
Yeah, but...
I don't think their wages are being paid by people relying on people coming to...
You never know.
Buying
they
back
might work
the
on,
trash.
Might work on commission. But you can find
you
some
think?
Good things down there.
They could at least run a sponge over it if they're going to, you know...
I suppose. But, they got
but it's all lying
there,
out in the rain and everything.
Yeah, that's the problem.
And I've just watched the guy get... I've literally... In fact, this is what's happened. Scenario. Mm-hmm. I've helped an old man carry a table out of the back of his car, right?
Yeah.
It's an all right looking table. It's really heavy. It's just him. So I thought, good citizen, carry it out of his van or his car.
Yeah.
Put it down on the ground. And then as I'm carrying it, I think... It's a decent looking table. I could do with a table, actually.
Yeah.
I think I might just have that. And then the guy will come scuttling over, sticks his mark up on it.
But surely you could...
I carried that out of that guy's car.
But if you just grabbed it...
No, he'd want to...
Surely that's
No, they don't.
Like, if he hadn't touched it...
No, they wouldn't like it.
No, sorry, mate.
No,
this is gone.
It's against the rules.
Too late. Snooze, you lose.
Markup. Dump man markup.
But how much is he going to charge for that?
Dump man junior.
Tenner? Fiver for a table?
Oh, you don't know what it's made of.
No chairs.
It'd be marble for all you know.
It's not marble, is it though? A marble table.
It's not marble, no.
Why'd you want that either?
Fancy.
But I did a car boot sale the other day. Last week. Getting rid of some stuff and I thought, get rid of some clutter. Go down the car boot, make a bit of profit.
All right.
So sold a few
bits.
Sorry,
I was going to make a call.
Sold a few bits and bobs. And but yeah, a lot of people, they came along... And they just pretty much wanted something for nothing. So this one woman came along. I had a load of clothes and stuff just scattered on the floor. She said, oh, how much are the clothes? And I said, it's like quid each, 50p each, whatever. You know, just have a look.
Yeah.
So we settled on 50p each, T-shirts and stuff like that. And in the end, she was still trying to haggle down. She bought like 6 things. And in the end, it came to like 350 or something. I was like, okay, 350. Yeah, I'll do you a deal. And she sort of got some money out of her pocket. She only had 3.20 in coins.
I mean 3 1/5.
So she just like sort of put that in my hand, like smiled.
Yeah.
And then like sort of half ran off. I was like, oh God, man. 3.20.
So what did you do?
Just went, 3.20.
Did you not run after her?
For what?
Trip her up.
No, 30p. 0.3. That's pointless.
Not 0.3, is it?
But then I still had loads of stuff left at the end of the car boot. So I thought, what am I going to do with it? I don't want to come back and sell it again. So I just dumped it. Dumped it in there like a clothing recycle bin.
Then what happened?
Like Oxfam. Well, then what happened was somebody came, emptied the recycle bin, probably took the clothes to a sorting centre, sorted out if they were good enough to use or not, and then they got shipped off to a third world country. So there could be some like young African guy wearing my clothes now.
Then what happened?
I don't know. Quite good clothes, so people in the village probably went, oh, nice clothes, mate. Where'd you get those? He goes, oh, they got them in the airdrop the other day. And then there was a few ladies around him saying, nice threads. Now he's sort of pretty much king of the village. I don't know what happened after that.
I don't know. No, part of me thought that was building up to some kind of amazing climax.
No, that's what she said.
Squirrel news. This is squirrel news.
You got 20p, mate?
Ooh, with some
that's nice funky music
on the background.
That was nice. We should have stuff playing like that in the background all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is what I said like a few shows ago, wasn't it? Play something like funky in the background while you tell a story.
Yeah.
Gives it more ambiance.
Yeah, but at the time, it wasn't anything funky. Well,
it was funky.
Yeah, it was funky.
It was pretty, like too funky.
What was it called
You
again?
Said too wacky.
What was it called again?
I can't remember. This was years ago.
No, it wasn't. It was the other week. It was the other day.
No, it was about 2 months ago, wasn't it? Was it like first show of this series?
What?
That was ages. Yeah, Rara Rasputin. Yeah. Was it?
This is. You wanted to play this behind everything you said.
Squirrel news. Imagine that.
What do you mean, imagine?
So you read your squirrel news now. How cool, how good it is.
I'm really
how
off,
much better.
I'm really put off by the little sort of jigging you're doing. It's very off-putting.
It's like Eastern belly dancing. Go, squirrel news. Got 20p, mate.
I feel like there's a lot of weird noise going on in the background. Hear that? Oh, the other video's playing.
Brilliant. He's constantly playing video.
Anyway, squirrel news. So this got sent. This was sent in by Angus. Can we not?
Go on.
No,
It's better, isn't it?
It's not better, is it?
It's way better. All right, do half of it without, half with.
What accent
see
was
which,
that?
See which half's better.
It's way better.
It's just normal accent, normal English.
I'm not. If you're going to dance, I'm not doing it.
Right,
so this was sent in by Angus, right?
Hmm.
He's emailed in a couple of times. The first email he sent in was quite obscure. It didn't say... It was very blunt.
Oh, right.
Right? Okay. I'll find it for you and tell you.
Okay.
Because this is really sort of... I mean, it paints the sort of picture of the sort of emails we sometimes get from people. I actually thought this was a wind-up to start with. Okay. No hello. No, oh, hi, guys. Love the show. Mm. This is sent to the one that the mailbox goes to both of us.
Right.
Which you didn't chip in and
no.
on at all.
No. I think I saw it and thought, that's a bit
you
weird.
Never reply to any emails,
but
anyway.
They never like reply. Because you always jump in usually and like start replying yourself.
So the email starts like this, right? This is from Angus S. It says, is the Two Rivers Meat gym any good? I don't like Little Down, it smells. That's the end of the message.
Mm. Little Down's another gym in the area, by the way.
First of all, who am I? Like, tourist information.
Yeah, by the looks of things.
I mean, what?
Maybe he thinks we go there.
Yeah, but...
Now you're Beefcake Ben. Maybe he thinks you must lift some iron down there.
But why? He knows about one gym.
Hmm.
Why does he think I'm going to... We've never said we go to the other one.
No, we haven't. We've never mentioned it.
And who starts a conversation with someone they've never met? But I've never written an email to someone I've never spoken to before and just asked them a question.
Boom, straight in there.
Like, boom.
Yeah.
I mean, what?
No, hi, I'm so-and-so.
I just don't...
But maybe he pushed for time. He needed the info right
but
there
I'm
and
not
then.
Like...
And he just thought, I'll ask anyone.
A Q&A service?
Maybe he just sent it out to anyone. Anyone he could think of.
So I sent him an email back saying, no idea.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, I won't say hi. Because usually, if you email the Absolute Peach, you get a cordial response.
Usually,
polite.
Yeah.
Always.
Well written.
Every time.
Mm.
But most, I just thought, you know what?
Most of the time.
I don't even...
No.
I got nothing.
No.
No idea. He said, sent me an email back saying shame.
Mm.
Cool.
Shame. Fair enough. Okay. You know.
And I thought that'll be the end of it then.
Yeah.
Because my fairly...
You think so?
My fairly curt reply, to most people, you'd read into that, you know, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe try a different topic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not the local fitness... guru that I maybe paint myself as.
Yeah, I mean, that's maybe where you're going wrong.
Another email comes through. What about the David English? That's the name of another gym.
Yeah.
So I said, this is the wind-up, right?
Yeah.
Emails back. No, I think the NHS might get me membership free due to the old back, but I don't know which one to say if given an option. Why? Why was on a new line?
Why?
This is written like a haiku as well.
But maybe you're saying why, like why do you think it's a wind-up?
I think maybe if given an option, why? Well, maybe. Maybe you're right. Yeah. I didn't read it that way.
If given an option, Why?
But then he felt. Then he followed up without my reply, because honestly, I didn't know what to say.
Yeah. Just point him in the direction of the local council.
So then he follows up another email saying, oh no, sorry, this is the wrong one.
Right. The wrong what? You're thinking, oh, he wanted to email tourist information here.
Mm.
He's got the wrong email.
Yeah, exactly.
He's put the wrong thing in.
Because I want to speak to Joe. Can you transfer me to Joe? Also, I get it. He's being amusing.
Yeah.
In all seriousness, do you store the T-shirts yourself? And if you do, can I buy one tomorrow outside the Odeon for a tenner? Because P&P.
This guy's a comedy genius.
No, I think he's serious.
No.
I think if I'd have showed up outside the Odeon with a shirt.
With a T-shirt.
He didn't specify which either.
Not even an Absolute Peach T-shirt. Just any T-shirt. One of yours, probably.
I mean, Yeah. AbsolutePeach.com/store, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. Only available online.
Is he trying to shortchange us, but he wants me to... because my time's worth less than the difference between a tenner and
the P&P.
Like retail.
Yeah.
What? So I just sent the email back saying, good. And he just sent another email back saying, what?
What?
And that was the end of that chain.
And that's it. Has he emailed back since?
He has emailed back since, yeah.
Saying what?
I didn't know what to make of that, really, but he's emailed back since. Now he's got some news watch.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, that's good. We can use that on the show.
Yeah, well, that's funnily enough, that's exactly what I've just got up ready.
Oh, brilliant.
It's almost as if I'd thought about this.
Squirrel news? Is this a squirrel news?
Yeah, already did that.
Oh, yeah.
Squirrel news.
You got 20p,
mate? So, from Angus. In case you hadn't... Didn't say hello.
No.
In case you hadn't already seen it... Full stop. I would, of course, have sent it to Joe, as Squirrel News is his domain, but I doubt the email would ever have seen the light of day. Is that fair, Joe?
I would say most of that sentence is correct.
Yeah. Well, what part wasn't correct?
Well, is Squirrel News mine?
It's all correct.
Is Squirrel News mine?
Actually, I forgot to say the subject. Do you want the subject of the email? Squirrel News, Squirrel News, Squirrel News.
Excellent.
So he understands how it works.
Brilliant.
He sent an email through and a link to a little video.
Oh, yeah.
Of squirrel escapades.
Okay.
But then he ruins the end.
Right.
But then before I had a chance to read it, he says what happens.
Right.
Which is disappointing. He's
giving you a heads up, though, isn't he? So you're not too surprised.
And he spoiled it for you, too. But this doesn't have much audio, Joe, so maybe you could narrate it.
Okay, there's a camera on the floor. I don't know why it's there. Maybe someone's dropped it or something.
Yeah.
Squirrel sort of... coming up to the camera, coming into view.
Yeah.
He's flapping his little tail around. He looks a bit... He's having a bit of a fit, I think. he's dancing. Maybe someone's playing Ra Ra Rasputin in the background.
Wow.
He's sniffing the
stricken.
Camera.
All squirrels are stricken.
Yeah, because they're always in danger.
Yeah.
Constantly in danger.
Yeah.
And he's going after the camera by the looks of things.
Yeah.
Now, I'm just going to guess. He's nicked it.
Yeah.
He's got it. He's off.
Yeah.
He's taken the camera.
He's gone straight up a tree.
Yeah. And the guy whose camera it is...
You assume it's his?
Well...
He's just standing there.
Isn't
it amazing that the guy is in shot?
Yeah, what... Yeah.
I mean, that's incredible.
And he's thinking, what am I meant to do now? Like, what am I going to do?
Yeah. And the squirrel just goes, no, this is a crap camera.
I'll just eat this or forget it, throw it.
Lobs it off the tree.
Yeah, I'm done with it.
Guy comes up, picks it up,
but
blows on
that
it.
Guy.
Weird looking guy
What's
as well.
What's he doing?
Yeah.
What was he doing?
Not freaking out.
No.
He wasn't freaking out either.
No.
While the squirrel went up in the tree, he was just standing there looking at it.
Completely motionless.
Yeah.
Almost like some sort of ghost.
Yeah.
Gave me the chill.
Really bizarre.
Hmm. But
that would have been much more interesting if in his email, Angus hadn't just sent the link and then gone, basically, squirrel next to camera.
Yeah.
It's like, brilliant.
He should be some sort of film review or something.
Hmm. Yeah.
That'd be good.
Probably.
Just ruin the end.
But then he found something else.
Oh, yeah.
And this one is really up your street, Joe.
Okay.
So much so that I'm going to play this jingle.
It's way too peppery and you wouldn't even serve it to a fucking pig.
Squirrel news.
Joe Cuisine. So you can read this one.
Okay, right. I haven't read this before, so it's news to me as it is to the listeners. Another thing... Oh, sorry. Found something else. That's the title of the email.
Hi, the Absolute Peach.
Again, doesn't say hello.
Love the show.
Has not said hello
once. You guys are great. Thanks for all the years of podcasts.
But you might only been listening recently.
Had some thoughts. Maybe you'd find this useful on the show. That's how you prefaced it.
You don't need to. Just go straight. I like the fact he goes straight
I
in.
I don't.
I do.
I'd like it to be written. What I want him to do is write it out like a letter, letter format.
With his...
Then print it out, wax stamp it.
Right.
Scan it in.
Yep.
Fax it to me.
Why would you wax stamp it if you're going to then scan it in?
Yes.
Or wax stamp it, just send a photo of it.
What?
Of the letter.
What?
Send us a photo of the letter.
What?
Another thing that should really...
Again, another thing. This is a different day,
It's just
think.
A stream of consciousness.
I mean, what? It's not a different day, but... I mean, okay. Go.
Another thing that should really be Joe's, but hey-ho, he doesn't check... his stuff, so it you it goes.
Little poem, then.
So to you it goes.
Yeah. Really be Joe's, but hey ho, he doesn't check his stuff.
To you it goes. But how does he know I don't check my stuff?
It's a leprechaun.
How does he know I don't
check it?
Speaking
of riddles. Well, you don't.
Well, that's by the by, but but how does he know? Maybe he's watching
because
us.
Because you have a reputation.
Yeah, but things have changed now.
You don't reply to anything more than 5 emails.
But things have changed
now. You say that, though.
I'm in the Twitterverse.
Yeah, and...
I'm Instagram.
He's bought a device along with him, a massive tablet.
It's a tablet. It's not a massive tablet.
And despite the fact that you have that
tablet,
you have the Huawei,
and
you're constantly on Twitter.
Not constantly on Twitter. In fact, you were slagging me off last show for not being on Twitter enough.
You don't have time to answer one email.
Well, I do have time, but like I said... You get in there first.
I didn't. I haven't even replied
to
this.
When was this from? 2 days ago.
Yeah.
I haven't checked it in like
actually,
3 days.
I should apologise for not replying to this. I do usually reply.
Yeah, you're normally pretty good.
I think I was still confused by the whole email chain from before, to be honest.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay. Another thing that should really be Joe's, but hey ho, he doesn't check his stuff, so to you it goes.
Hmm.
He must have been rhyming that on purpose.
I reckon.
Joe Cuisine, the shooter's sandwich. I like the sound of that.
Mm-hmm. Ruins it again.
Basically, you put a load of nice stuff into a hollowed out roll, compress it, then eat it. That is classic Joe Cuisine, that is. Looks great. And also, it's just some things put together, which is, in essence, Joe Cuisine.
It's been a long time since we've done any Joe Cuisine, to be honest.
Oh, that looks classic. That is fantastic.
It looks weird to
me. Is that pastry or bread?
To be honest. I think it's pastry.
It looks like bread, I think.
Well, in some cases, it's pastry. That is most clearly pastry.
No, that's bread.
What are you talking about?
That's definitely bread. Bread-like.
Bread? Your bread.
That's part of the bread family. Why would a human ever be described as bread-like?
Part of the bread family.
Yeah, that's bread.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a bread family. Different types of breads, isn't there?
Okay.
It's not just one type of bread.
I guess it's bread.
Yeah. Oh, what bread you got? What? No, just bread.
But what? No, it's really like...
It's dense. It looks dense.
It's dense, yeah. Yeah. Dense
it looks
and bread-like.
Yeah, but it's just bread with meat squashed down. I don't know how they get it so compacted.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, though, because there's no air in it, is there? So it must be pretty heavy. Imagine eating that. Imagine that sitting in your stomach. Complete dense.
I don't know what we can even... I don't know what to make of this. It's just the anatomy of
how many fillings are in it, yeah.
It's just the anatomy of one.
Yeah. So you take basically...
Shooter-style sandwich, here we go.
You take a big, like, a bloomer, bread bloomer, is that what they're called?
I don't know.
Slice the top off,
hollow
out the inside, pack it with way too much stuff, and then squadge it down so that there's no air in it and it's absolutely dense. It looks pretty good. There's how many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Stop clicking on stuff.
No, because look.
There's like 15 fillings in there.
What is the hell is that?
Cream cheese, isn't it?
Goat cheese.
Goat cheese.
Eggplant. Yeah. Onions.
Bread.
Peppers. Steak. Courgettes. Eggplant. I thought that was the same thing.
It is. More peppers. Onions. And then
I mean, what are
down.
We doing? I don't understand this. Is this a thing?
Well, it must be, yeah. But you get more filling in, don't you? Because normally you get a sandwich. Oh, what fillings do you want? Oh, we can't fit many in. I'll just have 3. Yeah. And they, gently, go to Subway or whatever. They just pop it in. It's all spilling out. You think, this is crap. Can't eat it. And there's only a few fillings in there. With that, get like 10 fillings, pack it in.
What is it with people in Subway not understanding how to spread toppings out properly?
Wow, but they're
Have you noticed that?
Well, I haven't been there for years. I hate it.
It's fine. It's not good. No, it's fine. Too bready. What do you mean? Too bready. What does that even mean?
Because you get the sub, right? Oh, yeah, I'll have a 6-inch sub. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Mm. Nice. Nice size. Good sandwich. But it's like 90% bread.
It's not.
It is.
Well, that's because you don't put anything in
unless
it.
Unless you go double meat or whatever. Double meat costs an extra quid. You know, you want double cheese, then that's an extra quid.
It's not. It's not as much as that for a start.
A quid. Double meat is a quid.
No, it isn't.
Yeah.
It's like 50p.
No way.
Double cheese is like 20p.
No way.
Yeah, man.
No, double meat is not 50p.
But
he's dreaming.
You get your topping on. They go, do you want it toasted? I'm like, yeah, fine.
Yeah, toasted just dries it out as well.
No, I always want it toasted. Always. And then they put your salad on. And why is it? Why are all the like, jalapenos on the right side and all the peppers on the, you know, halfway over to the left? And what? You realise I'm going to eat this?
Yeah.
I'm not going to eat this entire thing in one mouthful. Right?
But that's
I'm
what they want you to
attack it from
do.
One side.
That's what they want you to do. Have you ever had the meatball marinara?
I mean, your job is to make a sandwich.
Yeah, but I mean,
that's your job.
But come on.
Go to, what are you going to do today at work? I'm going to make sandwiches. Right. Are you good at making sandwiches? Well, I would have thought so. I should be.
My job's a sandwich maker.
They even call them like sandwich artists or something, don't
please,
they?
Please, do they?
It's something like that.
That's pathetic.
You better be, like, if I can make a better sandwich than you,
yeah.
And it's your job to make sandwiches.
But can you make a better sandwich?
You are doing a pretty shoddy job.
Can you make a better sandwich, though?
Yes.
Can you?
Well, if a better sandwich means just spreading out the toppings evenly, then yeah.
But I've never seen you make a sandwich.
Yeah, well, you'll have to just trust me on that one. Based on my credentials, you can assume I can make a fairly decent sandwich.
But you don't have any credentials.
Good point.
Like, your lady wife does all the cooking, doesn't she?
Not all of it, no.
Whenever I come round here, she's always slaving away over a hot stove.
Yeah.
You're doing now.
Trying to impress you. Well, hoping you'll beat me up.
It's worked.
Put me in the loft.
Yeah.
And then you'll be able to move in together.
Nice.
That's what she's
I do like
for.
This house, actually.
Yeah.
Got a nice garden, which I like.
Which is, it takes a long time to get warmed up, doesn't it, that song?
It's good, no, it doesn't get warmed up. It's warmed up from the start. It's red hot.
Get warmed
it's
up.
Red hot from the start.
Do you remember there was a time when people thought that was a good idea to do?
What?
That kind of dancing,
yeah.
Dressing up like that. Yeah, this is like the height of cool.
Yeah, but it was back then. But imagine, right, imagine you're at a party.
Yeah. Okay? That's never happened.
Elvino
is very difficult.
Elvino is flowing, right?
That song, if I'm at a party, I'm there delivering something.
That song comes on.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, the crowd creates a circle in the middle. The music gets pumped up. Everyone's there clapping, going, hey, 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 hey. And then someone jumps in the middle and starts doing that kind of, that like Russian dance where they bounce their feet, kick their feet in the air. And everyone's doing it. Doing that, and everyone's going, yeah, hey, 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 hey. And then they jump out, someone else jumps in, hey, hey, hey. And then it's your turn, you jump in, the crowd's going crazy.
I don't think people used to do that.
This song's like banging in the background.
I don't think people ever did
hey,
that sort
hey.
Of thing, did they?
Kicking their feet, arms crossed. Hey, 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 hey. Huh?
Freaking me out, man.
Like smashing plates and stuff as well. That's the sort of thing, isn't it? You ever been to one of those plate smashing thing, like in Greece or whatever?
Have you?
Yeah. When you go to a restaurant, they come out, breathe fire, smash plates, do that dancing. They have music going.
Really?
Yeah, they have the that Greek song where it goes, starts off slow and then goes really fast. And they're all dancing around, smashing plates all over the place. And then they give you plates and you can just throw and smash them everywhere.
Right.
There's fire all like...
Seems like a waste.
Light fire on the ground and stuff. It's brilliant. You should try it.
I'm all right.
Hates fun. Hates fun, loves not having fun.
Actually, au contraire, I don't hate fun because I went out to a firework display.
No,
I meant to get to this last show, but didn't have time. So people that go to fireworks display don't hate fun, do they?
Well.
Love fun, if anything.
Do they?
Get too much fun. Over
or,
fun.
Depends what they do when they're there.
Oversaturation on enjoyment.
If they go there and enjoy it, fair enough. If they go there and go, oh, it's a bit cold, isn't it? Weather's a bit grey. Ooh, these fireworks. Not the best.
Well, I did say all of those things, but that's beside the point.
Yeah. But you like fun, yeah?
Love it.
Yeah.
Big fan of fun.
Big fan of fun?
I'm a fan of fun on Facebook.
Mm. Okay, yeah.
I liked it.
There's probably a group called Fun, isn't there?
Probably. So I went to this firework display. It was all right.
Oh, yeah.
They had a massive bonfire, one of the biggest bonfires I've seen in recent times, I would say. What?
It's the biggest bonfire since 1905.
It was just, it was a big bonfire.
In recent times.
It was big enough to be mildly alarming.
Who says that, though?
And that's what you want from a bonfire, right? You don't want a pathetic little bonfire. You want a bonfire that you look at that and you think, that could be a problem.
Mm.
Like if the wind got up.
Hazard.
We could be all toast.
If it's not a hazard, don't light it.
And the wind did get up and a lot of like sparks and embers and stuff were flying off of it.
Burning embers.
Going across the crowds.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What happened?
Basically just that.
Yeah. Then they went out. Yeah. Weirdly, when an ember's in the wind, it goes out pretty quick, doesn't it?
Does, yeah. But still, it was a big... I'm talking... It was probably about, I want to say, 60... to 80 feet in length.
What?
And 40 feet in width.
Wow.
At least.
Mm, that's pretty big. Impressive. Were some of the embers, once they, you know, were dispersed into the crowd?
Yes.
Were they then landing on wet grass?
They landed on wet grass.
Wow.
Yes.
I mean.
And they fizzled out.
Talk about danger.
Fizzled out.
Talk
yeah.
about, you know, yeah. life threatening.
Well, it's lucky
danger.
That I was there. Because I obviously.
Just sprinting around, stamping on any ember that hit the floor. Yeah.
And children.
Just screaming. Look out! Move!
Yeah.
Run for your life.
But this is something that happens like every year, okay, at this site.
Oh, yeah.
This particular place.
Where was it, by the way?
Well, it's local, isn't it?
Well, no, because I was going to go.
Nobody here cares.
Was it the Wimborne one?
Well, we can talk about that another time. No. Oh,
fair enough.
It wasn't that one.
Oh, okay.
And so at the end of the... There was a band doing stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And there was some stalls selling crap. And there was a big bonfire.
It sounds like you had fun.
And then there were some fireworks.
Brilliant.
But just before the fireworks went off, there was an announcement about a lost child, which is never good. As soon as you hear, and it was really, really dark by that point.
Yeah.
Like you couldn't see anything.
Pitch black, was it?
We separated from our group and we had trouble finding them again. Yeah. I see the whole phone up, where are you, wave at us, that sort of. And so when you hear that a child has gone missing, you're thinking, that ain't good.
No.
Because there's got to be 500 people there.
Yeah, at least.
If that child's probably gone.
Yeah. Well, not gone. Well, don't say that.
Well, how...
Well, don't say they've gone.
But that's what...
But do you mean got, like, kidnapped?
No, because... Yes, because that's the first thing you think.
No, but kids just wander off, don't they?
Yeah, but that's the first thing you think. Like, if you imagine you had a child and it was so dark and one minute you've got, fine.
Yeah.
Next minute you turn around, they're gone. You think, where do you start looking first?
Oh, they could have gone. How long have they been gone for? 10 minutes? Ah, oh, forget it, they're dead. Oh, wait, the fireworks are starting.
That's not
Forget about little Johnny.
Hold that thought.
He's gone.
Hold that thought. Right. I was thinking, this ain't good.
Mm.
So anyway, the announcement goes like this. It says, a child has gone missing. If anyone finds him, can I return him to the booth? Or the admin area or whatever they call it.
Yeah. An undisclosed location.
Basically,
Return him to the centre of this maze, please.
Yeah. Adjacent to where the fireworks are being lit, if you could just push him in that general direction, I'm sure he can find his own way. Where his father James is waiting for him,
standing petrified.
I think he said the name of the child.
Oh yeah,
that's pretty much all he said.
Right, didn't say what he looked like or anything.
And I was thinking that can't be the end of the announcement.
Yeah,
because I lost. Do you know how many?
Why are you sitting like that?
Chicken wing.
Yeah.
You know. I was thinking, do you know how many children there are at this thing?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
That's how you say it.
I know, I just felt quite comfortable like that.
That is not comfortable in any way. If you can imagine putting your hands on your hips and then forcing your elbows together in front of
I'm
you.
I'm really stiff.
It is just moronic.
I'm really stiff.
It's weird.
I'm trying to stretch out my bones.
That's not going to do it. I mean, that's going to rip you in half. I mean, nothing about that is comfortable. Just constantly flexing.
This story is not... If you just let me finish it, okay?
Go on. We're all on tento.
So I thought, I can't believe that's the end of the announcement. So I went over to the van is, And I said, excuse me, and I waved a couple of the guys over. They're all really distracted because they wanted to get the fireworks started.
Hacking up a kid in the back.
Don't say stuff like that, man.
Not really.
So it was like, hold this hatchet. That's not funny, man, because that stuff happens.
Yeah.
So I went up to them, and they seemed a bit kind of, you know, aggrieved that I was bothering.
Right, yeah.
I said, excuse me, I've just got... that announcement, I've got something to do with that announcement about the lost kids. And guy comes over and says...
I'm the killer.
He said, yeah, what's up? Do you know where he is? I said, well, no, nobody does.
Yeah.
Because you didn't describe what he looks like.
Yeah.
All you did was say that there's a lost child, and you said his name and his dad's name and where to go.
Yeah.
How the hell is anyone going to know where he is?
Yeah.
I said, you should put another announcement out to say, you know, what he looks like, quick.
Wearing a hat, white hat, bobble hat, red coat, whatever.
And he said, all right, to be honest, mate, we're trying to get these fireworks lit. That is verbatim what he said.
There's more important things going on. These fireworks aren't going to light themselves.
I was stunned.
Really? But what was his dad doing?
I don't know. His dad wasn't there.
No, just having a sit down. So did they find him or what?
Yeah, they found him, yeah.
Where was he?
I don't know. But you know what?
So when you said that you're a fun guy who loves fun because you went to a fireworks display, this is what you meant, is it?
In a way, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I love that. Oh, well, I love a good fireworks display.
It's unbelievable that these people are put in charge.
Yeah.
These people are put in charge of an event which involves dangerous substances, bonfires, large.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got a responsibility for making sure that everyone's safe. Yeah.
But
yet they put out the most moronic announcement. It doesn't help at all.
Yeah, I know.
At all.
Yeah.
That kid could... I mean, luckily, he was found, but that kid may never have been found.
Yeah.
And yet he... I don't know. I just thought, do you know what? It's a shame that... But he pretty much lived up to my expectation.
Yeah. But I find, as I'm getting older... And I say this quite a lot on the show, but as I'm getting older, I'm realizing more and more things. And what I have come to realize...
I don't think that's true at all.
What I've come to realize is that we're adults now. Like, we're the people who at this very moment in time, run these things. We're the ones meant to be organizing stuff. We're the ones that are meant to be in charge of things.
Sure.
You know... When you're a kid, you're like, oh, yeah, or younger, you know, early 20s, whatever.
Yeah.
It's other people, you know, older guys or whatever.
But
who
this
are organizing
guy was older,
things.
Though.
But now, we're the ones doing that.
This guy
so
was
you've got to think, well, what would I be doing in this situation?
Well, I describe a lost person.
Yeah.
That's kind of like the first thing you do.
Yeah.
You idiots.
But to be fair, I mean, you know, everyone was waiting for the fireworks.
It's just unbelievable.
And the kid's probably just wandered off around the corner. He's probably having a smoke or something.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, there's no point to be made there, really, is there?
I got a map of shame. Got a jingle.
Map
of shame.
Actually.
Map of shame. Now, I was in the gym earlier this week.
Me too.
Oh, really?
Saw you.
Oh, yeah. Did
remember?
Yeah, I do remember that. Anyway.
Little encounter.
It was nice, that.
Didn't chat much.
No, you were sort of
in the zone,
weren't you?
I know Joe hates to chat in the gym.
Well, I like to get my stuff...
he said on this show.
Just get my stuff done.
Many a time.
Get in, do my business, get out.
Mm.
That's my motto.
Yeah. And he did.
Now, I was in the gym and, you know, we often talk about people in the gym who... you know, maybe doing things wrong or doing stupid things, moronic things.
Yeah.
Things that you just shouldn't really be doing.
Mm-hmm. You're too down on yourself, Joe.
Well, yeah, I know. I do my best. But while I was there this week, I saw something.
Could you be more downbeat with your story?
Well, no, I'm building it up. Okay. Start downbeat, go upbeat.
All right.
As I was there,
yeah,
I noticed something that I couldn't quite believe.
Okay.
I had to do a double take, in fact. I kind of saw that what may be happening. I thought, no, that can't be right. So I stopped and I kept looking. And sure enough, it did happen. And what this was...
What the hell are you talking about?
It was you.
Right.
I saw you in the gym.
Yeah.
Flexing.
I wasn't flexing.
Had your earphones in. Getting ready to do a lift.
Not flexing.
And you were over in the squat rack.
Yeah.
So I thought I must be doing some squats or maybe some military presses for his shoulders.
Which I have done both of those things this week in that rack.
And I was over there and I saw you sort of with a bar and I thought, hold on a second, it doesn't look like he's doing squats or shoulder press.
Right. Now just to preface this, Joe.
Oh, okay.
Because bear in mind, a lot of people that listen to this show don't go to the gym, most likely. Mm-hmm. They probably don't know what you're talking about.
Well, most people know what a squat is.
I don't think they do.
Or a shoulder press.
I don't think they know what a squat rack is.
They probably do.
And they certainly don't know what a military press is.
They probably do. It's basic understanding of gym stuff, isn't it? You've talked about this on the show.
Go.
Anyway, I saw you lift the bar.
It's basically a rack that's I'll do it for you if you like. So basically,
he's angry.
You stand in it, and either side of you are some parallel bars which catch the bar and stop
if you drop
you getting squashed.
Yeah.
If you've got a bar on your shoulders or above your head.
Now,
that wasn't so hard.
Rule number one in the gym.
Yeah.
For anyone who lifts weights.
Yes.
Is use the squat rack.
Yep.
To do squats.
Yep. Or presses.
Or presses.
Or bench press. Or incline press. Yes. Any of that stuff is fine.
Any of that stuff is fine.
Basically, use it to your advantage and safety.
Use it for what it's...
To supplement
what it's used for.
Your workout.
Main thing, you know,
in a safe way.
Because obviously you don't want to be doing something you can do anywhere in the gym and taking up the rack because, you know... People want to use it.
Definitely. I totally agree. If someone else wants to use the rack, move out of there straight away.
People definitely want to be using it.
Essentially,
So
if no one else is trying to use it, don't worry about it. You can use it for whatever you want.
If you're there doing
stuff. You could set up a lemonade stand in there if you want.
So.
In fact, you're encouraged to just basically spend time in there if you can while no one else is using it.
Just doing one of the main thing that's useful.
So just now we've laid the foundation for that.
Of course.
Go ahead.
So as I looked over, saw you, in the squat rack.
Yeah.
And
the rack.
I saw
as
you.
It's known.
Yeah, the squat rack.
Weightlifting rack.
Saw you pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
Start doing bicep curls.
Yep.
Now I don't know if you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're pretty beefcake.
I do. I think you can count on me knowing. Yes.
Rule number one in the gym
is
in every gym.
Right.
Is no curls in the squat rack.
Right. It's not really.
That's a universal law. Everyone knows that. Everyone knows that.
And if you wouldn't believe how many people do it.
Well, just because they do it doesn't mean you should do it.
But
I was disappointed, to be honest.
Well,
very disappointed.
Okay.
My heart sank when I saw it.
Not really interested in
and I thought,
your disappointment levels.
I thought that you're better than this.
And B, it's just less hassle and no one else is using it.
But they're
if you were the only person in the gym.
Still won't do
you
it.
Would well I don't really care
because you can just put it on the floor and do it like anywhere
but it's just
easier. Bend down and pick up.
It's just easier
but you don't go in the gym to do easy stuff and what's not easy about bending down and then standing
less
back
chance
up
of
again?
Pulling your back out
but you do deadlifts that are way heavier
I don't get your point. I'm not working
no
my back
in
and
the
legs
squat rack.
I'm working my arms.
Everyone knows that.
Well, I'll be honest, right? I didn't know that was a thing.
It's a slap in the face to everyone there.
I don't think it is, because no one else was waiting to use it.
Well, they were.
And actually, I was doing overhead presses in that same session.
Not when I saw you.
No, and you're right. You're right.
All I saw was the curls.
You're right, but I don't accept that it's a problem.
It is a problem.
Because no one else was waiting. So I don't accept
it. They might have been waiting, but you were just
Moreover,
there.
You didn't say anything at the time, which was a bit underhanded.
Well, I thought, save that for the show.
Yeah, I thought,
Because we were going to be doing a show that night, but now we're doing it a few days later. But good.
Well, now he's got that out of his
system. Kept that in the back burner.
Sort of a non-point, but, but yeah.
Very, very
good one.
Very on point.
Try again next time. Try and get one over on me.
No, that was one over.
Well, it wasn't. I would count that very as one over. Under. I'd count that one under.
One over.
You've got one under.
Zero
me,
under.
If anything.
One over, zero under.
Well, zero over and possibly so, one under.
But yeah, next time you're in there,
yep.
Use it for what it's meant for.
I will continue to do that as long as I'm not in anyone's way.
If you need any tips, just give me a shout.
Sure.
You know, I'll come over. Mm-hmm. Give you some advice, some tips. You know,
I always appreciate
show
input.
You how to do things.
As everyone knows, I'm a complete novice at
well,
this.
Well, you say that,
so
but
I'm going to make mistakes.
Games don't lie.
Please. You know. I'm likely to make mistakes. Mm. So,
and if you do, I'll be there to mock you yeah. at every turn.
It's a slightly delayed time mm-hmm. in the public forum.
Exactly, yeah.
Ideally.
Which I think is best.
Which I accept.
Yeah.
Because it's part and parcel of doing this show. Luckily, I didn't do anything wrong on this instance,
well,
so it could have been awkward.
We'll let the listeners, be the judge.
Wipe my brow.
Got away with that one.
Yeah.
Not really.
Totally got away with it.
No.
Nailed it.
No.
You could say nailed it, in a way.
No. That's your new saying, isn't it?
What?
Nailed it.
Is it?
You keep saying it all the time, yeah.
I don't think I do.
Nailed it. Usually when you haven't nailed anything, which is weird. Maybe it's ironic.
Yeah, moronic.
Yeah, definitely moronic, not ironic.
Yeah.
Then what happened?
Then what happened? Nothing really. Why are we playing?
Because it's good.
Why are we
I mean,
doing?
That lifts everyone's mood.
It doesn't. It kills my mood.
Well, I don't know why you're so angry today. You've been in a foul mood all evening.
I haven't. I've been in too much of a good mood.
Ever since I beat you 5-2 at football on the computer.
Well,
your mood has gone south.
Mm.
It's gone sour.
Newswatch.
You got 20p, mate?
Rodney Fowler Walmart. Don't know what that means.
What the?
I don't know who Rodney Fowler is. Man on scooter arrested at Walmart after attempting to steal steaks. Then a Newswatch.
Wow. We are scraping the barrel.
Watch.
Look at his face.
Rodney Fowler. Oh, so that's his name.
Yeah.
So the name of the guy who got arrested is Rodney Fowler.
Mm-hmm.
So this headline starts, Rodney Fowler Walmart.
Yeah, that's wrong. Makes no sense.
What?
Yeah. But as we know...
Who writes these news stories?
Well, we know who writes
get
these
social.
News stories.
Get a stuff, that should say.
Posted in Buzzworthy.
Definitely not.
Yeah, this is Buzzworthy.
Oh,
whatever that
means. So. Yeah, definitely Buzzworthy. Rodney Fowler was arrested at Walmart in South Carolina after he tried to steal steaks from the store.
I mean, what are you doing? What has your life become?
Yeah.
Okay, he's down on his luck. He's, you know, he's in one of these scooter things, but... Is that because he's obese or what? It doesn't even say. It doesn't even give him any backstory.
No, doesn't deserve it. His only backstory is Rodney Fowler Walmart.
But, I mean, how bad does your life have to get to steal steaks?
Pretty bad.
How much does a steak cost? Fiver?
More than that.
Nah.
Are you buying steaks for a fiver?
I can get 2 for 7.
You're eating...
2 for 7.
You're eating terrible steak.
No,
then.
2 for 7. Sirloin.
Why eat steak that costs
2 for 7 quid?
£3.50 each.
28 day matured.
Rubbish.
It's nice.
Rodney Fowler was arrested at Walmart in South Carolina after he tried to steal steaks from the store. Didn't need from the store there.
No.
Could have just left that bit off.
Yep.
I'll write this for you if you like. Mm-hmm. Rodney Fowler was arrested at Walmart in South Carolina after he tried to steal steaks. Full stop. Period.
Cut
if you're
that.
In the United States.
Yeah.
According to the National Ledger, Fowler was in a scooter, likely because of his size. He's 5'5" and weighs 350 pounds. So he's perfectly spherical.
Yeah.
He's wider than he is tall.
Mm, yeah.
Basically.
Brilliant.
And decided to try and lift steaks from the butcher area by stuffing them under his rear end.
Oh.
He's probably just trying to tenderise them.
Doesn't like tough steak.
Now, yeah. Why did that? They've done something curious here.
Here we go.
That where they said lift steaks from the butcher area, they've linked that, and then that goes off to a different website, also about this same case.
Yeah.
With where
some
it
saucy
says,
wag photo.
He was detained at Walmart.
Mm.
And here they say he's 43.
Mm. So you're getting more info.
Extra info.
You're starting to build up a picture of Rodney Fowler Walmart.
And he's also got a moustache.
Mm. He's got a bit of a beard as well. Bit of a goatee.
Suspect sat on the stakes and exited the store, passing all points of sale, without attempting to pay for said merchandise. Again, you didn't need four said merchandise there. You're just trying to pad this out.
Of course they are.
Aren't you?
350 word minimum.
Someone at the store saw Fowler putting the steaks underneath himself and puked.
And puked their guts out.
And quickly reported the crime.
Instantly died.
Rodney Fowler didn't make it out of Walmart with the steaks or his freedom.
Oh. Oh. To be honest, he's almost a prisoner anyway.
Yes.
He's a prisoner within his own body.
Oh, man. He was taken into the loss prevention office and police were called.
Loss prevention. Wow. Just call it the like theft store.
Yeah.
Loss prevention. What are you? Loss prevention.
Yeah, because
officer.
Offense. Because if you're saying loss prevention, then you're suggesting that they're a thief, and they may not be proven to be a thief yet.
It's unbelievable. Yeah,
just call it the stocks.
Yes. Yeah.
Officer Adam Bailey learned about what had happened and then arrested Fowler on the spot. It was noted that two pairs of handcuffs needed to be utilized because of the man's large size.
Slagging him off.
How'd that work then?
Big time.
How would that work then?
Put them together, don't you? So like the...
They make them bigger.
In bit goes into the...
What?
A whole bit. And then, yeah.
They can make the cuff that goes around your wrist double the size?
Yeah.
Gee, I didn't
of course
know,
you can.
I didn't know you could do that.
Well, because it fits in any, doesn't it? Universal.
If you say so.
I do.
Due to his size, the suspect was cuffed using two pairs of cuffs.
Just said that.
Cuffs were double locked. Yeah, I know I just said that, but that's how it's written.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Not right. Slagging you off.
Right, okay.
Jeez, he's sensitive this evening.
Cuffs were double locked and checked for fit. Read enough. Nobody cares about that. According to opposing views, Fowler spent 3 hours and then they've linked it again.
To another story of the same thing.
Now, how weird is that?
Yeah.
They're just trying to share traffic.
Yeah.
They've got some kind of network.
Yeah.
News, controversy, opinion, opposing views.
Badly written stories.
Now they're saying that it's in Spartanburg.
Oh.
That's more information. And this one says that he was trying to steal 5 ribeye steaks. Oh. Again, new information.
By stashing the meat on the seat of his motorized scooter. Doesn't say anything about
not
his rear end.
Under his gusset.
Yeah.
He spent 3 hours at the Spartanburg County Jail where before he was released without bond. It is unknown why he tried to... What was that?
What?
Your phone just got...
No.
Did your Huawei just go?
No, it's turned off. The Android's off, always.
It's unknown why he tried to steal the steaks, but it sounds like he won't be facing any criminal charges.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Rodney Fowler may not visit this Walmart store anytime soon, but maybe he doesn't really care about being embarrassed. Who knows?
Of course he doesn't.
I'm sorry, is this a news article?
Just slagging him off constantly. I mean, to be fair...
What the hell is that?
It's quite easy, but...
What? That doesn't make any sense. Like, why would you write that?
Because they're just... Oh, maybe he does... It's just opinion, isn't it?
It is opinion. No, it's a weird mishmash of fact and opinion.
Yeah.
About Rodney Fowler Walmart. Presumably, Walmart dumped the steaks that were sat on by Rodney Fowler. Though that is unclear.
Oh, they might. Maybe they put them back on the shelf.
I think they did.
Oh, who knows?
Having a little stab at Walmart. Having a stab at Rodney. Having a stab at Walmart in the same article. Whose side are you on? It is not believed that he was doing anything strange with the steaks.
What would he be doing? Something saucy.
Like tainting them with LSD, for example.
Oh, yes.
He just didn't want to pay for them, comma.
Apparently. There's literally no fact in that story.
Sarcasm.
Wow, 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 wow.
Rodney Fowler Walmart.
But look at his face. I mean, just don't be that desperate. Don't be so desperate that you have to steal a steak.
Well,
that's what I say.
I don't know what to say.
Pay for it and enjoy it. Pay and enjoy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Christmas soon.
Oh, yeah.
We mentioned this on the last show.
Yep.
It's coming up to December now. Nobody really wants to talk about Christmas yet. Fine.
Apart from us.
But I'm going to put together one of those Christmas jingles, which we did a few years ago, ago or the other year.
Probably a couple of years.
And it's listeners' voicemails
with
Christmas messages, and put them all together and put a Christmas song behind it. And it's so cool. And we play it at the beginning of the Christmas special of the Absolute Peach. Mm-hmm. It's just a really nice way of bringing the audience to life, if you like, the Peach community.
And we want to try and get as many as we can this year. Beat the last total.
Cram them in.
Yeah, ram them in. If we can get the whole show of just people phoning up going, hey, Merry Christmas, it's so-and-so from so-and-so. I mean, that'll be perfect
56
for us.
Minutes of that, ideally. And then if not, I'll just loop them.
Yeah. And then 4 minutes of us going, have a good Christmas, everybody. Christmas cheer. And then clink some glasses together, sing a Christmas carol, boom, done.
Yeah.
Off we go.
Good.
It's Christmas time.
So, again, planting the seed. If you hear this and you're feeling festive, send a message into the Absolute Peach on Skype. The Absolute Peach is our username.
Mm-hmm.
It will go straight to voicemail, and don't forget to say who you are, where in the world you're from.
Yep.
So it's always cool to know where people are calling
from. We want to get a mix, a melting pot, if you will.
Yeah.
A melting pot of the millions.
Yeah. And then your Christmas message can be whatever you want, and that's it.
Yeah.
Basically. So get those sent in. You can start now. And the sooner we do it, the more we can fit in and the better the jingle will be. So
yeah.
There's that.
And you'll be on the show. So bonus.
That's true.
Mm.
Yeah, I just wanted to get that in.
Yeah, no, it's good. Good to remind everyone.
I think
everyone.
It's going to be cool.
I'd forgotten about it, so they probably had.
Probably.
Check us out on Twitter.
Oh, TweetDeck.
Twitter.com/AbsolutePeach.
He's got it.
Yeah. You can also follow me and Ben, our antics.
Yeah.
Not that great, but, you know, if you like that sort
Speak
of thing.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah. The Absolute Joe, J-O, and The Absolute Ben.
Yeah.
On Twitter.
Also, Facebook. Search for us on Facebook. And please review us on iTunes. Also, check out Peach Extracts. It's quotes from the show done by Dan and Lucy, who are amazing fans of the show.
Really good.
Really funny. They posted one today, which cracked me up. It's basically quotes from the whole back catalogue of the show in little sort of bite-sized nuggets. And they even link to the episodes they're from as well.
Yeah.
So that's twitter.com/peachextracts for that.
Mm-hmm. See you later.